Today, DeMarcus obviously did not practice. Trevor's listed as limited. Kayvon did not practice. Stevenson was limited. Virgil Green. Shiloh was limited. DT was limited. Jeff Hyreman was limited. And then everybody else was full. So it'd be Simmons, Fowler, Watson, Ferentz, and Billy Winn. I don't think I missed anybody. Okay, I'll go ahead.
Trevor, do anything with the starter?
He took some 7-on-7, some of that Skelly stuff that we do, and obviously he did all the individual stuff in pre-practice. So he threw, so it was a step forward, Jeff. So we'll see how sore he is, see how he's feeling as we move to tomorrow. Hopefully he does a little more. Yeah, I think we took a big step forward today, and like I said, probably seeing how he comes out of today, how he feels tomorrow, have a lot to do with it.
You said the other day that DeMarcus was going to be reevaluated.
No, I don't want to speak out of term. I know that we're going to go back and re-scan his injury and see how it's coming along, and I think it's supposed to happen at the end of this week or maybe Monday at the latest, something like that. Somebody wants in out there, guys. Somebody's trying to get in out there. Just his hip's been sore, so he's just probably not taking quite the amount of reps he would have normally taken on a Thursday. But he practices. He practices good.
Have you ever, as a quarterback, had a left shoulder or opposite shoulder injury and any type of limitations it might have?
I don't remember. I know my boss has. I know he's had it before, so you might have to ask him. But, no, Mike, I think the biggest thing is just you're so sore, and when you throw, your trunk's moving, everything's moving. So, like Trevor threw the ball fine today. And, you can just tell the rotation and stuff is something you got to get used to, Kind of like working through a hip pointer is the way it's described to me. And if any of you guys know what that feels like, it doesn't feel very good. But it's something you got to work through the soreness and get it going again. But I think he took a good step today.
There's a lot of people looking at their offense now, the Falcons. How much of what you've seen – how much has Kyle taken from you in that playbook?
No, I think Kyle's he's been doing his thing for a few years now, Jeff. He's really grown as far as me watching. When Kyle and I were together, we were a big two-back team, and he's branched out all over the place. I mean, he's playing with a lot of tight ends. They got some really good tight ends, a lot of three and four wide. So, I mean, I watch him grow each and every year because I study him a lot. Obviously, I really enjoy watching what they do. And to me, he's got a new identity every year. And, in this league, you got to be growing all the time. So I know he's done that as a coach and done a great job with his players.
You've done more of the three and four than you have in the past. Is that something you
We're a little bit different because of our tight end situation, some things we've been working through. So, that's a week-to-week deal. We kind of went through that last year through the course of the through much of the season. And, right now we're working through Virgil and those type of things. So the thing about this league, you got to – got to do what you got to do to get the game day and find a way to win. So hopefully, but Virgil had a good day today. We're getting some of these guys back, so it'll be important.
Did you say Hyreman was limited?
Yeah, he sore groin yesterday, about midway through practice, but he did practice today.
Last year you went through injuries with Peyton and then Brock, and he got that shoulder at one point. Do you learn from that, or is each case just individual and how a guy's doing?
No, I think they're all different, Troy. You just try to deal with it. There's certain players you're always trying to get to game day. Then there's some guys that if they don't practice all week, they really have a hard time playing. So, I think we're dealing with a young man that would have no problem playing from a mental standpoint or preparation standpoint. So I don't get too concerned with that. And yet I'm dealing with the young quarterback that probably needs all the reps he can get. So he's getting them this week. So, we just keep getting them all ready to play. Austin's repping as well.
Trevor has another game or another day left today. Would you feel comfortable?
I can't get ahead of myself. Let me see where he's at tomorrow. We'll just keep going.
In Tampa, you said Paxton needs to be quicker out of the huddle. Is that just a young guy taking a couple extra seconds to kind of process the play call?
Yeah, it's just information we're giving him getting it to everybody else, getting out of the huddle. As I told y'all before, that's the biggest place his growth needs to biggest area where growth needs to take place with him. Is all the verbiage and stuff because he didn't do it in college, but he's made a lot of progress. He's really, we make him work with the 25-second clock on the practice field, make it even harder on him. So he's really growing from that standpoint, and we can help him too.
You said yesterday that the Falcons' offensive numbers were maybe a little bit misleading, and that was more of the Carolina's defense. Is that how you saw that?
I think their numbers are real. I know that. I mean, they're going up and down the field, moving the heck out of the ball, scoring more points than anybody in football right now. So they're extremely explosive in what they're doing, and they're doing it in a lot of places. I said that yesterday. I know Julio's had some huge games, but you look at the back, you look at some of the other players making plays. So they're very well balanced in what they're doing and present a lot of problems.
Is this a week where you might spend a little more time on the defensive side of the ball, you personally, because you know Kyle so well and what he likes to do?
I don't know about that, Les. I mean, I think we as coaches, we're always asking each other questions, you know, and those type of things. But I think they've done, you know, a pretty good job on defense. Wade and the boys do a pretty good job. So probably throw me out of there if I went in there anyway. So we got enough to worry about. They do a great job.
Is there much of a concern that Demaryius is still dealing with that hip injury, or?
No, he took a – it's not even – has nothing to do with what he was dealing with before. It's just very sore on his hip when he caught that ball and went down to the ground. So he just has a very sore hip right now that he's working through, but he worked through it at practice today.
You guys used to this now for a while, but when there's a uncertainty at quarterback, do you, like, keep the two quarterbacks apart and let them both think that they're both starting on Sunday, you know what I mean? do you kind of – with Trevor and keep him going and ready, and then in the meantime, Paxton, get him ready to play if he has to?
Well, I mean, like this week, Mike, it is different for each of them because one of them is getting the majority of the reps, the other one's getting it in the classroom through the walkthroughs and those type of things. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is you just keep moving forward, and I got confidence in both of them, and the team has confidence in both of them, and you know, so we don't stop what we're doing. We keep confidence in what we're doing and getting ready to play again.
A few more for the coach. I understand that you, as an offense, take what the defense can get, gives you game by game. But is there a point when you maybe force the issue with your running game a little bit? It's off the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, we have not run the ball real well in the last couple of weeks. We've been missing Virgil and Donald. That is not an excuse, and we got to do it better. It's an important part for our team. I think with the way we play defense, if we're able to run the ball, it makes us, you know, a good football team on Sunday. So I think we've proven we can throw it around a little bit. We've got a couple of really good players making plays for us, but we need to be more consistent running the ball. We started the year that way, did not finish the month that way. It will be important down the road. I agree with you.
Jerry, what have you seen the growth in Derek Wolf over the last year? Is it in technique?
I think just as a person, you know, I mean, Derek's been the same player since I got here. I think he's really become a pro, the way Derek studies who he's playing against, how he works. I mean, he's in tremendous shape. Derek's playing more plays than he played for us last year. The guys really look up to him. I mean, to me, Derek's a real man, you know, and we can count on him every week. Just really proud of him and the player that he was and continues to become.
To have true playmakers on the other side of the ball to create, you know, give it back to your offense like a key bond, guys like
yeah,
that.
I can only speak as an offensive coach, but when you're throwing against corners and stuff, you know, there's a lot of great corners that can cover in this league, or a lot of good corners, but what makes a corner a great corner is when he can get his hands on the ball. He can make the play when you throw it his way and you make a mistake, you know. So those guys are difference makers when they can, you know, when they got good hands, can get their hands on the ball and make big plays.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, you have a good day.